Hi, everyone. I'm Joe Zimbrick from UW-Madison. So we've heard a lot about Kernza and its ability to suppress weeds. Anecdotally, we think that Kernza can smother weeds, but we really haven't tried to quantify any of that yet. So the goal with this experiment was to quantify weed suppression in a Kernza dual-use cropping system. And what we did in this experiment, it was the same experiment that Valentin used. It's a multifactorial experiment where we had four different forage harvest timings, crossed by two nitrogen rates, crossed by a weed management factor, and I'll talk about that later. It's a small plot experiment. It was planted in 2015, and then in 2016, in the first growing season, we just had a flush of winter annual species, which is what we expected with the winter annual planting. We had shepherd's purse and field pennycress predominantly. And it covered about, it was about half of the half of the ground cover this first year. When we fast forward 1 year to about the same time in 2017, the picture is very different. We see a big transition away from the winter annual species, we had more perennials that started to show up. We also had a mix of annuals in 2017 as well, but we definitely started to see the shift from annuals to perennials, which is what we sort of expect in the perennial cropping system. With the perennial system, we're selecting for perennial weeds. So let's look at data from this summer. We harvested on July 31st, and we took biomass from two quadrats per plot, and we separated intermediate wheatgrass forage, grain, and weed biomass, and we separated the weeds out by species. So the red bars represent the intermediate wheatgrass shoot biomass, and for the forage, this is not a great picture for the forage. It's a snapshot of the forage, but on the x-axis here, we have our four forage harvest treatments. We have a no harvest, a spring and summer, and a summer and fall. And at this harvest timing, on July 31st, we maximized forage yield in our no harvest and our summer harvest only treatment. The gray bars represent grain yield, and grain yield was lowest in treatments that had a spring forage harvest. But most notably about this graph, I think, is just the weed biomass represented by these brown bars, and there were no differences across any of the forage harvest treatments. When we look at the other factors here, nitrogen and the weed management treatment, nitrogen did not have a significant effect on weed biomass, which was interesting. We saw increased grain yields with increasing nitrogen and also increased forage yields. I think another really unique part of, or what we found here, is that really weeds did not affect, statistically did not affect grain yield. Our weedy check plots were not statistically different from our weed-free plots. So I guess in summary, we're seeing a shift from annuals to perennials. Weeds in the first production year may be an issue, and that's something we need to think about more, is how to establish intermediate wheatgrass. But during the second production year, it seems as though wheatgrass can outcompete weeds, and it's really not the issue. It's not an issue. So with that, happy to talk about this research more after with anyone. Thanks.
Or for the next minute. Anybody got any questions for our speaker?
You're very efficient on time.
Yeah.
Did you look into the effectiveness of like a burn down before planting intermediate wheatgrass the first time?
So when it was planted in 2015, it was tilled and application of glyphosate, and then we planted into that. So that's the picture that you get with that treatment. Yeah. Yeah. The winter annual weeds?
At establishment, first year of establishment.
Yeah. So we didn't specifically try to address that question. We'd have to change our experiment a little bit. So I can't say for sure, but I'm guessing that they did have an effect on establishment. But our stands, we have stand counts, and our stand count data is good. So I can't say for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.